Ben and Sora looked up at the castle. "Who lives there, then?" asked Ben, not liking the sound of this.
"We don't know,"
whispered Granite Face.
"Nope, no idea,"
muttered Gravelbeard, giving Ben and Sora a nasty look.
"And we don't want to know either,"
growled Stonebeard.
"Evil things happen up there. We don't want to know, do we, brothers?"
All four shook their heads again and drew closer together. "Sounds as if we should fly on as soon as possible," said Sora. "I told you we ought to avoid yellow," Ben looked with concern at Firedrake, but he was still sleeping peacefully and had merely turned his head over on the other side. "We didn't fly far enough south, but you wouldn't believe me."
"Yes, all right,"
Sorrel pensively chewed her claws.
"Nothing to be done about now. We can't leave this place before sunset, and Firedrake needs to sleep all day or he'll be too tired to fly tonight."
"Right," she clapped her paws. "This is a good chance to stock up with provisions. How about it, boys?"
She leaned down to the mountain dwarves.
"Nowhere to find any nice tasty roots or berries."
The four little men whispered to one another. Finally, Stonebeard stepped forward, looking important, cleared his throat, and said,
"We'll show you a place, Brownie, but only if the dragon will pick up the scent of the rocks for us."
Sorrel stared down at the dwarf in surprise.
"What good would that do you?"
Here Gravelbeard stepped forward too.
"Dragons can scent treasure," he whispered. "Everyone knows that."
"Really?"
Sorrel grinned.
"Who told you so?"
"Says so in all old stories," replied Stonebeard. "Tales of the time when there were still dragons here. Yeah, and there used to be lots of them here. Lots and lots,"
added Granite Face, sadly shrugging his shoulders.
"But they all went long ago."
And he glanced admiringly at Firedrake.
"My grandfather," whispered Let and Gleam. "My maternal grandfather, that is, he used to ride one. The dragon found him gold and silver and quartz and tourmaline, rock crystal, yellow lead ore, and malachite."
The dwarf rolled his eyes in ecstasy.
"All right,"
agreed Sorrel, shrugging his shoulders.
"I'll ask the dragon when he wakes up. But only if you show me where to find something really tasty to eat."
"Come along then."
The mountain dwarves led Sorrel to a place where the mountain fell steeply into a valley, and they began to scramble expertly down the rock face. Sorrel retreated from the precipice in alarm.
"You want me to go down there?" she asked. "No likely. I don't mind a bit of climbing on mountains when they're all rounded and soft like a cat arching its back, but I'm not going down there, no way. Suppose you guys go down on your own and find me something. I'll wait here and call you when the dragon wakes up, okay?"
Just as you like," said Leaden Gleam, disappearing into the depths. "But you will call, won't you?"
"Brownie's honor."
Sorrel was shaking her head as she watched the little fellows go. They were jumping from rock to rock as nimbly as fat flies.
"I hope they know what brownies like to eat," she muttered.
Then it was her turn to go on watch. Unfortunately, she never noticed Gravelbeard, the fattest of the dwarves, part company with the others, and disappear inconspicuously beneath the branches of a fir tree.